Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you. Gosh, do sit down, for goodness sake. I might talk for too long. Gosh, when I was a little boy, and I was first brought here by my mother when I was 5, I think, to a promenade concert, I think I heard Beethoven's Third Symphony, and I don't think I could have ever believed, sitting sort of somewhere up there, that anything like this would ever happen to my music. And I have to thank immediately Cameron McIntosh. What an extraordinary production he's put together. Thank you, Cameron. Well, we'll meet him in a moment. But before I go any further, I mean, the one thing about musicals is that something has to happen that brings them all together. I mean, you can have a really, really great musical, and one aspect of it could be wrong, whether it be the production, whether it be something to do with how it's staged or anything, and it might get buried and then take years to find again. But what happened so extraordinarily with this was that everything came together with Cameron as producer. And before we go any further, I have to say that it would never have happened without Maria Bjornsson. And of course, Maria Bjornsson was, as all of you know, the incredible designer of the show, and it was her vision, combined, I think, with everything else, that really brought us along, and she tragically died some years ago. And one of the greatest sadnesses is that she's not here tonight, but I hope we've honored her spirit in every way. So, Maria, thank you. And I ought to say, tonight's rather extraordinary, because I know that there are many companies of the Phantom of the Opera watching this performance around the world, because it's being beamed around the world tonight. And none, I suppose, more important than the director who made it possible, who is in New York at the moment with the New York Broadway company, Hal Prince. So hello, Hal. And thank you for everything, Hal. So without any kind of more ado, let's bring on the original creative team from London. Here they come, led by Sir Cameron McIntosh. Charles Hart, our lyricist, of course. Andy Bridge, our lighting. And above all, Gillian Lynn, who's staged tonight. Thank you, Gillian. And the creative team from the Albert Hall tonight. Here they all are. Lawrence, the director, in the middle. Oh, good. Now, next I have to thank our fantastic company. What a fantastic show, Remy and Sierra. You couldn't have done me more proud. And Anthony Inglis and the fantastic orchestra. Just before we move on, I am going to introduce you in a second to the original London company, but I just would like you to remember John Aaron, Steve Barton, who of course played Raoul, and Mary Miller, who sadly are no longer with us, but they were wonderful members of our original team, so a small appreciation of them, please. And here is our original London company. We have one other member of the company tonight who's hot-footed it from the London Palladium, Michael Crawford. Thank you. finally, and I suppose this is very special for me, it is a great joy for me to welcome tonight my angel of music, Sarah Brightman.
As you've never intoxication. Touch me, trust me, savor each sensation. Let the dream begin, let your darker side.